Hello, and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. Let's talk about your business's business message, the message that's trying to come through your business. There is an expression, a truth, a very clear message that's trying to come through, and that's what today's episode's about. Maybe you already kind of know your message, but maybe it's not as strong or it's just not giving back to you the way that you want it to. This episode is for you. We're going to get very clear, very specific, and I can't wait for you to receive what you're meant to receive. Message number one. There is a strong belief here. So almost like an activism, you're going to find this message by looking at the few things that you truly, truly believe in. Like, I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things we aren't sure about. Like, I don't know how I feel about this topic or that topic. But if I know one thing for sure, it's this. So it's kind of, it comes after that. Like, when you dig deep and you realize, wow, you have a really strong belief here and it's kind of hard for you to move out of it, that's what the message is. So for example, there are many different things that I know can heal a person. There's like so many different ways to live. There's so many different ways to be happy. But if there's one thing I know for sure is if you just follow what your soul came here to do, you're going to have it all. You're going to be happy. You're going to have your dream life. All the things, like you're going to be healthy, you're going to be abundant if you can just follow what your soul is calling you to, right? Like that is, you can't convince me out of that. That's a very strong belief. I feel like that's at the core of everything. So that's why my work is about soul-led living, following your soul. I talk about intuition because it's the voice of the soul and I want people to understand their soul through understanding their intuition. So it all comes from there, right? And there's a lot of things I don't believe in or things that I'm not sure about or things that I'm not educated on at all. So my message is not there, but my message is here in the soul. And it feels like I see you digging through your beliefs, maybe doing a little bit of exercises of like, what are some things that I absolutely believe in? And almost something that you feel like you can commit to, like something that you can stay there for a long time. I mean, I am open to one day being proven wrong, but this is just a very strong belief that I think it's just going to carry me through the rest of my life. But, you know, always open to other ways of seeing things. But my sense is that like when you dig in and maybe put your beliefs and your messages up to that test, like, do you really feel like you can turn this belief upside down, inside out, and you still believe it? Like then the message is there. It also feels like there's an activism here that you don't really have to try hard to sell this because you live and breathe this. Like you truly, truly believe this and you live it. And that's what makes the message very compelling because it's already embodied in you. Message number two, if you have a current message or you think you have a message right now, I'm feeling like it's a little too passive because you're trying to appease too many people or when you deliver the message, you're like thinking about too many people where instead the message wants to be delivered to one person. Honestly, if you had one person in mind and you just made everything for that one person, you would be really effective. I know that sounds crazy. People listen to my podcast and they'll be like, Nikki, why do you know me? Like, why do you know so much about me? Like, how are you reading me so clearly? And that is because, I mean, I use a few people from the audience, but I can sense all of you guys and I'll bring somebody forward and I'll kind of read them and I'll make the episode based off this one person or a mix of you guys. But you're all part of a greater collective. You all share an energy. So that's why it looks like I know you. It's because you have the same kind of like soul essence that the rest of the community has. So I'm speaking to one community, but I'll go down to like one individual and that's where I'm getting the message from, believe it or not. And I feel people reach out to me. They're like, was that one for me? I'm like, nope, not for you, but I guess it was. it's kind of random who comes to me when I'm writing these messages out, but that's what this feels like. And if you feel like it's not strong enough or it's just like not giving you the excitement that you're looking for, it feels like it's in this place of appeasing, like almost like you're trying to appeal to too many people. And it could be out of like being a people pleaser, but could also be like, man, I really want to appeal to the cool kids, but I'm only appealing to like the Star Wars geeks. And it's like, well, if you're appealing to the Star Wars geeks, then like you must be a Star Wars geek. You know what I mean? Like let yourself be a geek and like go into that community. Like don't try to appeal to a group that maybe you're not really that. You know, it's kind of like trying to be with the cheerleaders when like at the end of the day, you're a drama kid and that's okay. So it feels like you are either trying to people please or you're trying to move into a crowd that maybe is not really your crowd. My sense is you're going to get growth from getting honest about like who that one person is or who that community is and not trying to appease too many. We have a little something like that happening in my business right now, which is so funny. We've never shared our message with more of like that very spiritual kind of metaphysical crowd. Like we've never done those podcasts. I've never circuited those scenes because I don't know. I think at the core, I've been mainstream my whole life. I was in fashion and beauty for so long. I was like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, does that make sense, guys? Like I was like in this mainstream crowd. But the truth is I'm a little weird, right? Like the things that I'm into are a bit strange and a little weird. And lately we've been saying like, maybe if we're a little bit more honest with ourselves, like maybe you fit in with those people more than you think. And perhaps we let ourselves go there. Like we embrace that rather than being afraid of leaving a crowd. And I'm not, you know, like I'm a little bit of both and that's okay. And actually my intuition tells me that we're going to get some growth by accepting these other parts of me, believe it or not. So that's what I'm getting from this message, that you might be trying to stay in a group that is maybe a facet of you, but it's not all of you. There's more. And also you might be trying to appease, right? Like for example, if I'm putting a podcast episode out and I'm thinking about my mom because I want her to accept what I'm putting out, it's just not going to be that great because she's not my crowd. Even I might have like somebody who I love very dearly in my life, like my best friend, but maybe she's not into this stuff that I'm into that is my business and my messaging. If I try to think about her, it's just not going to be as potent as if I like think about my hardcore people who are in my audience, who are like me and who I connect with. So it feels like, and that doesn't take away from the fact that I have another life, you know, and I have other friends and I have other people that don't listen or that are into this. This is just, it's like my book club, right? Like it doesn't mean that if you're not in my book club, you're not my friend. Like, no, like I can have other friends and other aspects of me. Like maybe I have a mommy group, but that like I connect because we're moms, not because of anything else. But then like what is really true to me, this message connects to a certain person and I had to stay there. So that's what this message is about. So take a look at maybe when you're about to write, when you're about to speak, when you're about to express, when you're about to message, who is coming up in your mind? And is it the right person to be coming up in your mind? Have you ever felt like there's something inside you that's asking to be shared? A message, a story, a truth? But when you try to put it into words, it never sounds quite right. I hear you, and I know this challenge all too well, and I'd love to help. So I'm hosting a 90-minute intuitive workshop this week called The Messenger Within: Discover What You're Here to Say. In this online and live experience, I'll guide you through meditations, writing prompts, and live channeling to help you remember the message your soul came here to share. If you've been feeling called to speak, write, or create with more clarity and confidence, this is the workshop for you. Join me live for The Messenger Within. Tickets are just $25, and if you can't make it live, you'll have access to the replay. Link to join me is in the description below. I cannot wait to see what wants to come through you. Message number three, you guys are not going to want to hear this one, especially those of you who are like really strong, like writers or speakers. You are messaging not only through words, you're actually messaging through sounds, videos, pictures. You're even messaging through the things you do not message, like the things that you do not say is part of your message. And I think obviously it's so easy to just think that your writing is your messaging, but I'm really sensing that you have to balance that out with the nonverbal messaging. So nonverbal is like imaging, pictures, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I know that's sometimes hard, especially if your strength is in writing. For me, I was always a writer. So when I came into this work, I would write, but I could never get the aesthetic or the visual to match my writing. So one of my earliest hires was a creative director. Shout out to Giselle. I know she still listens, who was able to put visuals to like what I was saying. And I just could not do what I was doing without her. And that was the beginning of like finding a visual that made sense with what I'm saying. And obviously, like now that visual extends to me, the way I dressed, maybe my hair, like, you know, the jewelry that I wear. It is intentional. And it's not intentional in the way that I'm like, oh, I need to wear things that's going to speak to my brand. Like, no, because if you know, notice, I wear all sorts of different things. Actually, my girlfriend, when I was in Miami last weekend, I went for a funeral. And the weekend before, my Miami friends were visiting me here in the country. And then I went the following weekend to visit, well, to like be with them the following weekend in Miami. And my girlfriend, I show up to the burial and I'm wearing like a black, like slouchy blazer and slouchy pants and like all the gold jewelry, giant Prada sunglasses, and my hair waved. And my best friend looks at me and she's like, dude, you really like can play all parts. She's like, weren't you the girl like wearing overalls last weekend? Like when we were in the country, and now it's like you never left Miami. I'm like, listen, I am all things, you know, like I can be all sorts of things. But it was really funny. I was like, I just love to like dress up for the part. So I wanted to be chic at the burial. So I made sure that I looked chic, and that is very different than what I look like when I'm gardening. So it was like a funny thing that you notice. Anyways, I digress. So it's not really intentional necessarily like what I'm wearing when I do these videos, but I am thinking about being my true self, right? Like being my soul self and following my intuition, following my soul, following my own creativity, because that is the brand, right? Like my brand is about being your soul self, following your soul self, like living true to who you are. So I try to live that, and that automatically like makes a visual. So I had to follow that. That's like the thing I'm following the most, like being fully expressed, all that kind of stuff. But maybe your message is a little bit even more specific. Like maybe it's not really about the fullness of your life, but maybe like one thing specific. Then that is going to have like visuals and some sort of visual expression that matches it. And I was getting that, like, you know, that you have to think about that, or you have to put some thought or some feeling into it, because I'm almost seeing like your people are picking up your messaging based off actually your visuals, like what you're showing. What was coming to mind when I was saying this was I follow a couple women on, I don't know if you guys follow these kind of women. I follow some of these women online who I admire, you know, like no shame. They're just not my kind of like visuals. And they really show like wealth, right? Like they're kind of like, you know, make money and, you know, that kind of stuff, which is great. We all need that. And you'll definitely hear me talk about money sometimes. But the way they show it, right? It's like the Gucci bags and like this car and like this filter and like these outfits or whatever. And listen, like they don't really have to say much about, hey, you can make more money, or I'm going to help you make money, because they're actually showing it. And although it could be annoying to some people, for some people, it is actually like subliminal messaging, right? You're like, oh, like this person is trustworthy because look at all the things they have. Whether it is real or not real, that's not the conversation we're having right now. I don't know if it's real or not, and I really don't care. But from a messaging standpoint, they are messaging through those things. So that's what this message was about. Like you don't have to put a ton of effort into the words. Maybe you're less of a word person. It's actually, there's like the message I was getting is that like the story you're telling is sending a message. And this is not for you to like get all in your head. I think this is like, okay, I know what my message is. It's very simple. I feel very, you know, connected to it and true to it. And now I'm going to live that, and I'm going to document how I'm living that. And that automatically is like this nonverbal messaging, if that makes sense. Like you don't have to say as much as maybe you think you do. You can speak less or express less and show more or be more, as I like to say. Like my new thing is like we don't have to do more. We need to be more. And that being is actually giving that message. It's your frequency is giving the message. So I don't know if this is more or less pressure on you, but I was feeling like you don't have to say as much as you feel like you need to say. Like you can tone that down, and you want to be more of your message rather than saying your message. Message number four, I was feeling into the tone of the message. So what is a tone? And I was getting that your message The tone is not an expert tone. It is actually more of a girlfriend tone. And I don't mean like, hey, girlfriend, but more like it felt to me it is when you feel cozy and comfortable with your girlfriend to say and be who you are, that's how this tone is supposed to come out. It's really beautiful. My girlfriends were in town the other weekend, like I told you, and you know, imagine I have all these friends that I have left the life that they are all living, right? Like, so they came to see this new life that I'm living. And obviously the conversation about like, are you happy? Are you lonely? Why'd you leave us? Like a kind of thing happened. And I was really like, wow, how do I express myself with not insulting people? Because like, am I going to insult their life by saying I didn't like that life because, and now I want this life? So I was really trying to like sit there and be honest, but then they were also like, how do we not insult her life, you know, and also stand up for our own life. So it was really interesting conversation, and both parties needed to feel comfortable and safe enough with the relationship to be able to be honest. I felt very safe with them. I knew that no matter what I said, and I knew that we could debate and that we were still going to find a happy place. Actually, we did debate a little bit. I was like, listen, guys, like, I know this is not true for everybody, but when I'm in Miami or when I'm in that life, like I accidentally feel like I have to keep up with everything. And I don't want to feel that way. Like I have to keep up with these cars and these private schools and these outfits. Probably why I wore the Prada glasses to the burial, guys, you know. And I rented a BMW truck. So like, let's not pretend that you can take Nikki out of Miami, but you can't take the Miami out of Nikki. So I was like, listen, like, I don't like feeling that way. Like, I have a different rhythm and Miami's rhythm is just faster than like my natural rhythm. And they were able to debate me. They were like, well, Nikki, like, that's a you thing. You know, like, we don't feel that way. And I know that they don't feel that way. They're like, we don't feel that way. Like, that's something that you need to work through. And then, yeah, maybe leaving Miami helps me have space to work through that. And for sure I have over time, but it's like a trigger or like it's like a wound that really gets activated when I'm there. So I was able to talk freely to them and they were also able to debate. And that's how your messaging felt to me. It felt like I'm going to message and I don't need to know it all. I just need to be able to be honest and know that you still love me anyways. I feel like that with you guys, right? Like even there's some things that I say in this podcast that like, I don't know that I don't say in other rooms because I feel very safe with you guys. Like I feel like we love each other, even though I know that I don't know each of you individually, but I message that way because I know that I'm loved. And it's very hard to message when you think you're not loved, you know, and I've definitely been there before, but that's the tone of your messaging. It's like, I'm loved, you know, and that's going to help that messaging come out clearer because the reason you are loved is because you're speaking to a community that resonates with you and you are speaking something that they're trying to speak at the same time, or you're supporting them or you're connecting with them. Like your business is actually a container for that, for these people. It is your people, it's your friends, it's your community. So if you knew that, if you knew you were going to be loved, if you knew you were going to be accepted, if you knew you could sit in a circle of girlfriends and they were going to sit with you and not only be like, oh my God, you're amazing. Like, no, my friends were not like, oh my God, you're amazing. They're like, hey, Nikki, you know, but also being able to know that even when we go through that stuff, I'm still safe and I'm still loved. And that's why I can share the way that I share. So that's the way the messaging felt to me. That's why it's a girlfriend tone and not an expert tone. Does that make sense? So I hope that opens up something in you. Message number 5, the messaging feels very honest. I've been using the word honest a lot lately because I'm just feeling like, I don't know, when we say honest, hopefully the things that are not true to us start to show themselves and start to fall away. And your messaging feels very simple and clear when you're honest, with yourself, when you're honest with what you're sharing and you're not going around things. I know that so many of us like want to use ChatGPT these days to like write sales pages and write all these things. And of course, like it can get close. I mean, we definitely use ChatGPT a ton in the business, but I'm getting that like the way you're messaging is very honest and clear. Like, hey, I want you to buy this thing because XYZ. Like, yes, I do want your money. You know, like, yes, I do want my business to survive. And I think it has something to offer you. And not going around that, like being very honest and clear about it, that's what this feels like. You know, so living in the country, there's a ton of joking around like the politeness that happens around here, like with that Southern sound. It's really funny. Like they have this like Southern sound to it. And there's definitely like a politically correct like politeness that I've never seen before, because Hispanics, or at least Cubans, are so straightforward and a little too straightforward sometimes, you know. And like moving here, it's really funny to see how people kind of go around things a little bit. And we definitely, your messaging doesn't want to be that. Like your message doesn't want to be like the Southern 60-year-old mom that's like, you know, trying to be polite. Like this is definitely more direct, more honest, and more true. And because of that, it feels like it goes beyond business norms, because my feeling is that sometimes like you might not be honest because you're trying to tap into business strategy norms, like, oh, you need to say this, or you need to like speak to their fears, or you know, it's like almost like you're kind of manipulating a little bit. Not, you know, obviously manipulation is just like a way to get the things that we want, but that's just not going to work for you. So you might look at some business strategies, or like I said, ChatGPT might write something for you that you're like, that doesn't like feel exactly right, because it's trying to go around some sort of business norms. When you're a little bit more honest, like this voice and this tone and this message is more honest, more straightforward. If you get blocked for some reason, it looks like you get in your mind and you get into this doubtful place. And the only reason you're going to doubt is because you're kind of thinking like, why does this message matter? Like who am I to be able to like say this so clear and say this so direct? And one thing you need to know, guys, is like, we may not know why we're being called to message and be clear and say these things. But the most important thing is the divine is calling us to that. And that is like what we need to follow. There's a ton of mystery into why we're expressing, or why we're saying, or maybe even why you're selling something. Like, I don't even know why I'm selling this. Like, you know, that doubtful place of like, why does this even matter? I get that. That's the doubt that comes in and really like breaks the flow. And then that's when you start to go into your mind. But I really felt like the thing that cures that is going to be like, yeah, I don't know why. I really don't. Like I'm not always sure why I'm being called to share this. I'm not really sure why I'm being called to message this right now. I don't know. There's a ton of mystery in this, but all I know for sure is that I'm meant to share it right now, that it's coming through. It's bubbling up in me. I sent a voice note to a friend of mine that I briefly saw last weekend when I was in Miami. I didn't get to finish the conversation, and this message I wanted to share with her, like, would not get out of my head. And I was like, oh my God, this is so annoying. But I'm going to have to send her a voice note and like get this message out. And once I sent it to her, like it meant so much to her after that, you know? And I don't know why I was called to do it, but obviously it meant something to her. So those are the things that we need to follow in our messaging, even if we can't really understand like why it's important. So we follow the call. We are open to the mystery of like why we're being asked to do this, but we are devoted and we honor and we obey that call that's coming through. All right, friends, those are our messages about your business messages. I hope that they were supportive. I hope that they really cracked something open in, you know, for you, because obviously you are being called to expressing and to sharing that message and using your business as a container for that message for a reason. No matter what you're selling, it's at the end of the day all about the message. Like, that's what you're here for. And I really hope that this woke up in you what is already there. I'm sending you much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.